from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. This is no April Fool's joke and delivers on what we anticipated yesterday. The price of a liter of gas dropped by about 17 cents overnight as the federal consumer carbon tax was removed. The head of petroleum analysis with GasBuddy.com, Patrick DeHaan, says the increase could be 23 cents a liter for diesel. But he says it's important to remember the price of gas and oil never moves because of just one reason.
There's a potential of an economic slowdown brought on by a looming trade war between the U.S. and Canada that could impact prices. But for now, a lot of the reason for the increase over the last month is seasonal. Canadians starting to drive more as temperatures warm up. That contributes to a rise in demand.
See a sample of how low the price has gone locally on MyTimmonsNow.com. Ontario's minimum wage is going up to $17.60 an hour on October 1st. The province says the 40-cent increase is based on the consumer price index of 2.5% and brings our minimum wage to the second highest in Canada. It comes up to about $835 a year for a 40-hour week. Labour Minister David Piccini says now more than ever, workers and businesses need fair, balanced, and predictable wages. Sikh Heritage Month has been proclaimed in Timmins. Instead of Mayor Michelle Boileau signing the proclamation at City Hall, it was done at the Gurdwara, or temple, on Cedar Street South. That's where a museum has been established by Kanwaljit Kaur Baines, known as Daisy. She and her husband are co-founders of the Gurdwara. At the proclamation event, she gave Mayor Boileau a tour of the museum, outlining the arrival of the first Sikhs in Canada in the late 19th century through their service in the Canadian military and their life in Timmins today. Baines says Sikhism isn't only a religion, it's a way of life that includes helping anyone who needs it. Plans are in the works to offer 200 free meals a week. Hydro One says this past weekend's ice storm across a large swath of Ontario is the worst one since 1998. As day four of restoration work continues, the utility says more than 667,000 customers have been restored. Crews, contractors, and local utility partners continue to work, and through their mutual aid agreements, extra support has been brought in to help in the hardest hit areas. While today's weather was favorable, Hydro One is preparing for more freezing rain and wind in central and southwestern Ontario, with work continuing around the clock until everyone's power is restored.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.